I'm getting started on packing my bags for a month-long adventure. On January 1st, I'm headed down to Arkansas to spend a month in ivory-billed woodpecker habitat. Considering how many people have been searching with very few glimpses since last year, there's little chance I'm going to be lucky enough to see one of these magnificent birds, assuming that the one seen by several knowledgeable and reputable birders in the past year and a half is still out there at all. Even as hundreds, perhaps over 1,000, birders comb the woods, desperately trying to get irrefutable proof that there are ivory bills still out there, I'm going to try to content myself with being in forests where these woodpeckers have been seen and recorded, at least more recently than anywhere else. I'll be breathing air molecules that they may have exhaled, touching trees that they may have touched. I don't expect to be eating the same grubs that they ate or sleeping in the same tree cavities, but I may be chased off by some bear that frightened one off a log or something. I'm bringing my dog Photon along on this adventure. She's excellent company, affable and easygoing, always quiet and still when I need her to be. I'm looking for a little doggy camouflage outfit for her. So far, no luck except for mail order stores outside of the United States, and I didn't start looking in time to order one that would arrive before we leave. I bought myself a camo jacket, and my good friend Bruce Pomeroy is helping me pick out other equipment and clothing I'll need to stay dry and warm. I'm going to focus my own search on a very remote area in the White River National Wildlife Refuge. I won't need a boat to get into the best places there, so I won't be in danger of spilling my cameras and recording equipment or GPS unit into a bayou, or disturbing any duck hunters, or accidentally getting shot. I'm not experienced enough at canoeing or kayaking to be trying it all by myself in such a remote area anyway. My plan is to get a huge body of photos and sound recordings of the big woods. A lot of people are worried that spending money on protection of ivory bills may be a bad use of limited resources, considering that solid proof of the bird's continued existence is rather tenuous. I've talked personally to several of the people who have seen an ivory bill, and I have no doubt at all that there was at least one ivory bill surviving there in the spring of 2004 and last winter. But whether or not there still exists one or more, the Southern Hardwood Forest is one of the beautiful and worthy habitats in North America that deserves protection on its own merits. I hope my exploring it and documenting the treasures within will help more people to understand and appreciate the area. It's highly unlikely that I'll see an ivory-billed woodpecker myself while I'm down there, but it's absolutely impossible that I could see one staying up here. I'm trying not to dream impossible dreams, but hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul, and in my case, it's also tapping and making double raps, boring insistent, niggling, larval imaginings deep into the very heartwood of my soul. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.